Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. When is the last time that you had a conversation with a child? Maybe it's every day, all day long, or maybe it's a little less frequently. But think about what you talked about with that child. Did it include things like encouraging them to hurry and finish eating so they won't be late for school? Or did it have a more serious context? Recently, I watched a teacher of elementary school children in action. She was amazing. She engaged every one of the children. She mesmerized us with sign language. She played a game that was so fun that I forgot for a moment I was one of the adults in the room. That's the power of a good teacher. Today, we want to play for you a little clip of what a young father remembers about a school teacher he had. This quote is from Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, who is the primary general president, and it's from a conference talk she gave entitled The Words We Speak, April 2013. Here it is in her own words.
A young father recently learned of the passing of his extraordinary second grade teacher. In memory of her, he wrote, "Of all the feelings and experiences I remember, the feeling most prevalent in my mind is comfort. She may have taught me spelling, grammar, and math, but far more importantly, she taught me to love being a child. In her classroom, it was okay to spell a word wrong here and there. We'll work on it," she'd say. "It was okay to spill or tear or smudge. We'll fix it and we'll clean it up," she would respond. "It was okay to try, okay to stretch, okay to dream, and okay to enjoy those pleasures that come from the insignificant things that only children find exciting." One of the greatest influences a person can have in this world is to influence a child. Children's beliefs and self-worth are shaped early in their lives. Everyone within the sound of my voice has the power to increase a child's confidence in himself or herself, and to increase a child's faith in Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, through the words they speak.
Have you ever had a teacher or even a parent like that? Someone who says, it's okay to spill or tear or smudge, we'll fix it and we'll clean it up. And that it's okay to try, okay to stretch, okay to dream. In the last line of that quote we just played from Sister Wixom, she says, everyone has the power to increase a child's confidence in himself or herself and to increase a child's faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ through the words they speak. That's pretty powerful. We can help a child increase their faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Now, this doesn't have to be your own child. This can be any child within your sphere of influence. Neighbors, friends, nieces and nephews, and the list goes on. There's another story we'd like to share with you today about a teacher at church who had a powerful influence on the children she taught. This story was told by President Thomas S. Monson, who is the prophet of the church, in General Conference, April 2004, and the talk was entitled, Your Personal Influence. Here it is in his own words.
When I was a boy, our family lived in the 6th, 7th ward of the Pioneer Stake. The ward population was rather transient, which resulted in an accelerated rate of turnover with respect to the teachers in the Sunday school. As boys and girls, we'd just become acquainted with a particular teacher and grow to appreciate him or her when the Sunday school superintendent would visit the class and introduce a new teacher. Disappointment filled each heart, and a breakdown of discipline resulted. Prospective teachers, hearing of the unsavory reputation of our particular class, would graciously decline to serve or suggest the possibility of teaching a different class where the students were more manageable. We took delight in our newly found status and determined to live up to the fears of the faculty. One Sunday morning, a lovely young lady accompanied the superintendent into the classroom and was presented to us as a teacher who requested the opportunity to teach us. We learned that she'd been a missionary and loved young people. Her name was Lucy Gertsch. She was beautiful, soft-spoken, interested in us. She asked each class member to introduce himself And then she asked questions, which gave her an understanding and insight into the background of each. She told us of her girlhood in Midway, Utah, and she described that beautiful valley. She made its beauty live within us, and we desired to visit the green fields she loved so much. When Lucy taught, she made the scriptures actually live. We became personally acquainted with Samuel, David, Jacob, Nephi, Joseph Smith, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel scholarship grew. Our deportment improved. Our love for Lucy Gertsch knew no bounds. We undertook a project to save nickels and dimes for what was to be a gigantic Christmas party. Sister Gertsch kept a careful record of our progress. As boys with typical appetites, we converted in our minds the monetary totals to cakes, cookies, pies, and ice cream. This was to be a glorious event. Never before had any of our teachers even suggested a social event like this was to be. The summer months faded into autumn. Autumn turned to winter. Our party goal had been achieved. The class had grown. A good spirit prevailed. None of us will forget that gray morning when our beloved teacher announced to us that the mother of one of our classmates had passed away. We thought of our own mothers and how much they meant to us. We felt sincere sorrow for Billy Davenport in his great loss. The lesson this Sunday was from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." At the conclusion of the presentation of a well-prepared lesson, Lucy Gertsch commented on the economic situation of Billy's family. These were depression times, and money was scarce. With a twinkle in her eyes, she asked, "How would you like to follow this teaching of our Lord? How would you feel about taking our party fund and as a class, give it to the Davenports as an expression of our love?" The decision was unanimous. We counted so carefully each penny, placed the total sum in a large envelope. A beautiful card was purchased and inscribed with our names. This simple act of kindness welded us together as one. We learned through our own experience that it is indeed more blessed to give than to receive. The years have flown. The old chapel is gone, a victim of industrialization. The boys and girls who learned, who laughed, who grew under the direction of that inspired teacher of truth have never forgotten her love or her lessons. Her personal influence for good was contagious.
Wow, the power of a good teacher. The cool thing is, this teacher likely never realized that one day one of these boys from her primary class would grow up to be the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And that's true for all of us. You never know when someone might be touched by something you say or do. It could last a lifetime. It certainly did for President Monson. Your influence is probably a lot greater than you realize. So have fun with the kids in your life. Teach them it's okay, because if they spill, it can be cleaned up. And that it's okay to stretch and it's okay to dream. And while you're doing all of that, remember that they can also see the love of God through you. No pressure, right? It's just interesting that that could be the longest lasting legacy that we could give to a child. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Speak, and it's featuring David Osmond. And just a bit of background on this song, David says that he wrote this when he was watching two people sitting on a couch together, and they were sitting right next to each other, but all they were doing was texting, and they weren't really interacting with each other. They were interacting with their phones. So we thought that would be kind of a good song to end on today. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for being with us again, and have a great day.
We're both alone, we got our phones, but I won't hear your voice tonight. Feeling slow, even though my fingers move fast as light. Takes so long to carry on a simple conversation, but everyone who's anyone no longer wants to face someone. Doesn't anyone talk anymore? The face to face is out of place. I think it used to mean something. Doesn't anyone know anymore? Through my eyes you'll see my soul. Just speak to me. Our messages are instantly more than 160 letters can say. Tell me why you and I try to hide deep behind characters when we could speak. So many times in my mind, thought that I was understood, but came to find the thought that I verbalize was no good. It seems to me, and I believe, it limits me spiritually to comprehend what you intend when you send it digitally. Doesn't anyone talk anymore? Why do I give so much time to exercise these hands of mine? Doesn't anyone look anymore into one another's eyes? Oh, speak, just speak. I just realized I'm constantly updating pages to face that I can't see. So why don't I search for the answers from someone who knows me and pleads to me? Speak to me. Your messages are instantly more than you able to say. And I know your mind, but still I love some time. Could you please just speak to me? Just